We've been working at the same company for a few months now.
I don't know for how long you've been here, but I was hired because they needed international talents, and they chose me from a faraway country. I remember the first time I saw you, on my first day. How bright your eyes were, and that firm grip when we shook hands. Ever since, we've had this electric tension between us, even though I've noticed that I make you nervous. But nothing has ever happened between us. I've often caught you looking at me, and the occasional lingering touches, when I borrow you my pen, have sent a million jolts down my spine, leaving me breathless. You have no idea how often I dream about grabbing your tie, pulling you on top of me on my desk, feeling your lips on mine. It's Friday, and we are in a fancy restaurant with everyone from the office, celebrating a new collaboration with an important company. You're sitting next to me, all suited up, looking even more handsome than you usually do. I didn't know it was possible. Looks like everyone's engaged in enthusiastic conversations about the company's promising future. So, how has your evening been? Did you enjoy your steak? Yeah, my pasta was amazing. I've never been here before. This place is so beautiful. We should try to collaborate more with other companies, don't you think? Wanna hear a secret? I want you. Yeah, you heard me. I've wanted you since the first day I saw you.
Oh, no, no, no. No, everything's fine, sir. He's just surprised about how good the champagne is.
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. I know you noticed my blouse today. How I had accidentally unbuttoned it a little too low, revealing the lace of my bra. Oops. Look at my cleavage. Oh, come on, nobody's watching. Look at it. You like it? Do you have any idea how difficult it's been to concentrate on the conversations tonight while all I can think of was fucking your cock with my tits? Well, I guess I can only blame myself, since it was me who arranged the seating. Am I making you nervous? Well, guess what? I guess I forgot my panties at home. You like the idea, huh? I can see that. Oh no, baby, don't try to hide it. I saw you try to hide it once at work. And to me it looks like you're a big boy. Oh, I dropped my napkin on your lap. Let me get it. Are you serious? You're so huge. Oh, I'd love to sit on that cock. You fuck my brains out. Wow. You wanna know what I'd do to you if we were at the office? You do? I knew you were a bad boy. Well, I'd ask you to come into my room and close the door and ask you to stand next to my desk. Come to you, grab your tie, and finally kiss you while you're between me and my desk. I'd unbutton my blouse while ravishing your mouth with my tongue and lowering my bra so that I could grab your hair and bring your skilled mouth to my nipple. But you don't have to be gentle. I don't think I could wait much longer, since I wanted to taste your cock for so long. Oh, fuck. I'd pull down the zipper and gently pull it from your briefs. So big. I'd get on my knees, grab your cock, stroke it once or twice, slowly down and up. And then I tease the tip with my tongue while looking into your eyes. I take off my bra, grab my big round breasts, and put your cock between them. Have you ever been tit fucked? I rub my tits up and down your hard cock. Oh, I see you're getting even harder. Oh, fuck. Let me concentrate. Oh. I run my tongue slowly down to the base of your cock. And slowly back up. And then I'd start sucking it. My pussy's getting so wet that I'm gonna leave a stain on this chair. So, I would suck your huge cock, showing you that I've gotten rid of my gag reflex, and sometimes licking the tip like it was the most delicious lollipop in the world. So good. Would you like to come in my mouth, on my tits, or on my face? Oh, never mind. I'm not done with you yet. I'd stand up and push you so that you're lying on my desk. I'd open the zipper of my pencil skirt and let it drop on the floor and climb on top of you. I'd rub my pussy against your rock-hard cock, making you want to thrust it inside me. But not yet. I'd move myself so that I'm close to your face, and I would straddle your mouth. Your tongue would feel divine against my clit. I'd push myself against your mouth, so you would have no other options than lick my wet pussy. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, you make me so wet. Oh, it would be hard to decide where I'd want your cock. But I know that I've dreamt about you fucking me against the wall hard. I get up, I take your hand and pull your body against mine while I'd kiss you. I could taste myself from your lips. I'd pull you with me next to the wall, wrap my legs around your waist, while you'd push my back against the wall and shove that big cock of yours into my tight pussy. Oh, that would feel so good. You're so big. Oh, baby. Oh, I hope nobody would hear me. I want to get out of here. Oh. Oh, you'd move inside me. In and out. And I'd feel every inch of you. I'd grab your hair. Bring your lips to my neck. You'd be pounding against me, hard. Oh, filling my wet pussy with your cock. Fucking me like I've always dreamt of during those long, boring business meetings. Oh, but I'm still curious. Would you like to fuck me in the ass? Yeah? That would be so good. Oh. I'd like to bend over my desk and feel your cock inside my ass. Oh. Oh, but you'd have to be gentle first, because I don't do that often. But then you could fuck me as hard as you can. Yeah. Yeah, you'd like to fuck me in my tight ass. Would you like to come inside me? I would love to feel your sperm filling my ass. wasn't dripping down my legs on the floor. Yeah? Would you like to fuck me? Oh, I wanna fuck you so bad right now. Oh, fuck. You wanna go see how wet I am because of you? Yeah? Now?
Sure, please excuse us. I think I forgot my phone in the office. I don't have the keys, but he's gonna come open the doors for me. Yes, thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Oh, I want you so bad. Let me show you what.